Jehovah, mighty things in our lives. You're going to start, oh God Almighty, new projects, new businesses in the name of Jesus Christ. You are going to create hope where there was no hope. You are going to create breakthroughs in the name of Jesus Christ. You are going to create connections in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare that this is your platform and you are going to do mighty works for your honor and for your glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It is 5:45. I will try to be as quickly, as fast as possible because I have another appointment. If you don't, can I go there? Because this is, I need my books to fit. Hallelujah. Amen. We have a theme, and I like going with the theme because I don't believe that the word of, that God gave that theme for no reason. When the servant of God was waiting upon the Lord, he gave her the theme that is found in Romans chapter number 4. And I will read from verse 17. It says, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him who he believed, even God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Who, contrary to hope, in hope believed so that he became the father of many nations according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Praise the name of Jesus. And being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform, and therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. You know, there is positive faith and negative faith, and the Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. What we hear has an impact, and sometimes the negative things that we hear also do have an impact in our lives. So we have to understand that what we hear, it can be positive or it can be negative. And this time we are talking about positive faith because we want to have positive results. Positive faith brings hope. Praise the name of Jesus. And hope, the Bible tells us, is an anchor for the soul. Negative faith is what we will call unbelief. And unbelief kind of sucks your hope. It gets your hope away. And the Bible tells us that if you lose your hope, you lose your joy. The Bible tells us the joy is our strength. So if you lose your joy, then you lose your strength. And when we are sick in many areas of our lives because we have allowed faith to suck our joy and to suck our strength. We go away depressed. We go away hanging our shoulders because already the energy has been sucked out by negative faith. If you tell me, hey, tonight I am going to take you for a nice dinner. I'm going to do this and this. Nice things. Already you get energized. But tell me so-and-so has abused me, has done this. Already the energy becomes sucked up. And you, whether you want it or not, your body follows. Your body follows. Negative energy also always drains. But positive energy, positive faith always energizes. Praise the name of Jesus. So in a way of introduction, the word of God here that we have read was spoken to Abraham, a man who was 100 years old. And we may think, what have I to do with somebody who is 100 years old? But the word of God is absolutely timeless. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what he was told that time is also relevant to us. Praise the name of Jesus. We are told that this man was found 100 years. The wife didn't have a baby. And they had a problem. And God spoke to them, and they believed the word of God. But even before we get there, we are talking about energizing our faith. Or what did you call it? Swinging our faith. Right there, we start off by saying that You know, even getting saved, we got saved by faith. That is the first number one, that we could not be saved except through faith. The Bible tells us it is not by works, lest anyone should, but we are saved by grace through faith, lest anybody should boast. So even being born into the family of God took your faith. You had to take action. An altar call was called, and you came forward. You exercised your faith. Praise the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us we only do not need faith for getting saved. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. You know, when you say the just shall live by faith, by means, this is the means. This is the conduit. This is the way business is done in the spiritual realm. For the just, you have to live by faith. It is not an option. It is the only way to live. It means if you don't have faith, you might as well die, because it's the way to live. Praise the name of Jesus. You know, the Bible, that verse was spoken in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 3, and it has been repeated three more times in the New Testament, in Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, and Hebrews 10:38. And the Bible tells us, in the midst of two or three witnesses, a matter is, that means this is so, so important that Paul repeated it three times, that the just shall live by faith. It is so profound. Just thinking about it, that you have to live by faith. Sometimes we may think it is by paycheck. It is not. It is by faith. And Martin Luther, when you know, Martin Luther is the one who talked about salvation through faith and not by works, when he was rejecting the Catholic modus operandi, or how the Catholic was operating then, because they had based salvation on works. Martin Luther said, when by the Spirit of God I understood these words, the just shall live by faith, then I felt born again like a new man. I entered through the open doors into the very paradise of God. When you get to understand how faith is so important to your everyday life, then you enter through those doors to the very paradise of God. The reason is that because you can download spiritual things and bring them into the physical realm. Praise the name of Jesus. Martin Luther also said, God our Father has made all things depend on faith, so that whoever has faith has everything, and whoever does not have faith will have nothing. Something to ponder. Because if you have faith, you have everything. You can have everything. And if you don't have faith, you have nothing. And the Bible goes on to say, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must, not is an option, must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. When you come to him, you have to be persuaded. Praise the name of Jesus. So what is faith? The Bible tells us now, faith is the substance of things we hope for. It is the assurance of things we do not see. I used to struggle with that definition until I read the next statement. In the Hebrews chapter 11, it says, the verse 2 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which appear. That means the sun that we see, the moon that we see, the stars that we see, at some point did not exist. But God spoke them into existence. That particular definition really is powerful. When you realize that somebody conceived that there can be a chair, and he went forward, it was in his mind. You could not see the thoughts. You could not physically touch the thoughts. But it was in somebody's mind. And then he worked on it, and it became to being. When you get that definition, you realize that you can actually conceive something and bring it to fruition. Praise the name of Jesus. That is very powerful. And most of the times when I'm praying, I gravitate to that verse. I gravitate to picturing something I want and beginning to call it forth by my words. Praise the name of Jesus. It is powerful. It is the title deed. By the grace of God, I have several title deeds in my house. I wouldn't tell you for what and what. But if I showed you the title deed and you know how it looks like with a seal, you know who you want to? Anakitu. Praise the name of Jesus. And you know the promises of God are our title deed. They are yes and amen. But most of the times we don't go to cash it. We just leave it there. It is our title deed. Praise the name of Jesus. Now going back to the text, the Bible says that God gave Abraham a promise. Now that was an introduction. The next part is that I will be giving like numbers. God gave Abraham a promise that you'll be a father of many nations. And when he told him, it didn't make sense. How can a 100-year-old person be promised something that doesn't make sense? A father of many nations. And then even then, Sarah didn't have, you know, was already old and of course had passed the age of bearing children. It did not make any sense. But the Bible tells us he believed. He believed. Praise the name of Jesus. But the first number, if you are writing notes, is for your relevance and for this message to be relevant to us, just like Abraham started, he had to know what he had been promised. He was promised that he'll be a father of many nations. So the number one is know the promises of God for you. And many a times we perish because we do not know. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. What you do not know cannot help you. It cannot save you. If you don't know about a business deal, you don't know it, it can't help you. If you want to know how to drive trucks and how to operate the businesses of trucks, you have to go to Hilda and you will get the knowledge and you will get, praise the name of Jesus. So if you do not know what is there for you, it will not help you. But the Bible says in John 8 and 32, and you will know the truth. And the very truth that you know will set you free. Praise the name of Jesus. So the first thing is to know. And there is no knowing unless you expose yourself to the truth. And that is why this word is so critical and so important. Nobody can read it for you. Nobody can memorize it for you. Nobody can do anything for you. You have just to be you. It has to be you. You have to have the word in you. Your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. You know, you have to hide the word of God. You have to know if you are sick. You have to know where you can plug in that title deed of healing. Praise the name of Jesus. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement for my peace was upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I got healed. He himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. You have to know it is written somewhere. Otherwise, the devil will come and where it is written. And you have to know it even exists. Praise the name of Jesus. What you don't know cannot help you. The Bible says, man does not live by bread alone. You may be thinking, kula na kulala, but that is not the only way you can live. You may find yourself dying pretty quickly because man cannot live just by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. The word of God, know the promises of God, and to declare your faith or have faith in God. Like he was simply told that you be a father of many nations even when it did not make sense. And yet the Bible says, contrary to hope, in hope he believed. Can you imagine? Contrary to hope, in hope he believed. He did not consider. There are some things you do not want to consider. There are things, you know, somebody says, there are some facts and facts It may be a fact that I don't have a specific thing. But if you want to operate in faith, you do not consider that. You move off on in spite of. Because contrary to faith, him, but yet he believed. God can make even those things that are dead to be alive. Simply put. And so that is why he became a father of faith. He said it's according to what was spoken. It is not according to being injected. It does not come. You are 100 years. You need testosterone in order to function. Or you, Sarah, I need to inject you with the hormones to function. He was just told and he believed according to what was spoken. Praise Jesus. Challenge. Because sometimes you believe. In fact, I was reading somewhere or writing somewhere and somebody, you know, trying to illustrate faith and said, what is your name? You tell me I'm Hilda. I said, okay, I don't believe you. Okay. And I ask you, what do you do? I say, I am in business. And I say, I don't believe you. And you know, that is the kind of thing we do with God. He has said so many things that he is and he wants to do for us. And we just tell him, I don't believe you. But his cause has said, we should categorize whether it makes sense. I believe you. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Whether it makes sense or not, I believe you. You know, when that's number two, that we believe the promises of God. Just like Abraham, we just believe him, whether it makes sense or not. You know, if we don't have a strong faith in what God has said, it just takes a matter of moments before our faith is gone. Because faith for sure will be tested. Even for a father of faith like Abraham, he believed. And then the next thing is, God tested his faith. Our faith will be challenged in many ways. One of the things that challenge our faith is the prevailing circumstances. You know, the way just things are. When he says he will lift you up or he will give you another job or another, you know, the prevailing circumstances, they are speaking to you every single day. But we are supposed to go beyond the feelings and beyond the circumstances, beyond the prevailing circumstances. The next thing that tests our faith is delay. That is, I don't know, but waiting on God is a challenge. I always keep on saying, okay, God, I know you have said 1,000 years. It's like one day. So I haven't waited 1,000 years. So we are not even maybe in the first 1 hour. And then hell encourages us to wait. And for Abraham, it was like silence. 25 years. I keep on saying, we haven't even been in this country 25 years. So imagine God told me that I will get a baby that time. And I'm still waiting. And most of the times we find we have waited and given up. Like my sister was saying, we may have waited for something. And actually, it won't happen. I have one hang in one of my rooms that says, never give up. Never give up. God is faithful. And every time, even when I am feeling like something I've prayed for, I prayed and prayed and prayed, I go there and it tells me, never give up. God is faithful. And I read something else that Joyce Meyer says, when you are actually cutting a piece of wood, you may be thinking it's not doing anything. But everything, every time you lower your axe, it is cutting something. Eventually, the last one, you just, whack, it is gone. So delay is not denial. Praise the name of Jesus. Just keep at it. Just keep at it. Just don't give up. God is faithful. In the natural, we want the quickest and the fastest. But God, for his own will and his own desire, he also wants to build us. And the more sometimes we wait, sometimes the character is built up. The patience is built up. Praise the name of Jesus. Don't put your life on hold. Because sometimes, like when we are single, and I'm not saying that because I know that you are single or anything, but don't put your life on hold. In fact, I like these books. I don't know why I love Joyce Meyer's books, and I think we have connected. I have never met her, but I have read almost all her books. One of the books that I like so much, although I've never read it completely, Joy Where You Are
only to where you are.
And that changed my life. Believe you me, even now, every time I am feeling I have to wait, I don't like waiting, I don't like this, it is, God reminds me, enjoy where you are on the way to where you are going. Look around, you might see some flowers, look around, you might see, and that energizes me, because there are times that you just park your car and just wait, and life is going. And enjoy life the today. Not just when you arrive at the station. He wants you to enjoy the journey. And I tell people this. When we were single, I had a friend, a good friend, that we kind of were in the same spirit. We used to feel good about being single. And I'm not telling you, I don't know why it's going this way. But we used to work in a hospital, and she was a nurse, and we would say, today we are going to eat nyama choma. And we would take ourselves to the very best place. And we would find their own men there. And sometimes they look you queer if you know, because they think you are coming to their territory. What are you doing? And we go and take our place right at the corner. We would ask you nyama choma and time. And both of us were not young. But we really had a good time. We used to go for fellowships, we used to go for conferences. We didn't park our car. We enjoyed the journey on the way to where we were going. And the marriage came. We enjoy it. You know, somebody was, every time I call them, they are complaining about their children. Oh, I'm having to cook 5 meals. I said, please don't. Can you stop it? Can you stop it? Can you enjoy the journey and route to where you are going? Can you begin to enjoy children? Can you begin them? Can you begin to save Jesus? The delay should not make you feel that the end of the road has come. You know, somebody like Joseph dreamt that he will be a ruler. And sometimes you expect a straight line to where you want to go. You expect a straight line to where you're going. But sometimes if you are putting a map, you'll find that some of the steps are like facing, he was of his father, so that was going positive. Then he is hated by his brother, that was facing negative. Not only was he facing negative, it went negative, negative, negative. They throw him in the in the pit, then he was sold into Egypt, then he became a slave, then, all those things, they were all negative, negative. We are told like he was like, I think he was sold to slavery when he was sent. It's like that positive things begin to happen. And sometimes you look at your life and say, I thought I was going this way. Why is my life facing the opposite direction? Why did I lose my job? Why did I, why am I not facing forward all the time? Sometimes it looks like I'm going negative, like Joseph. But eventually, you will get there. One of the good things is that even though but God, the word that changes everything. It changes that which looks negative to be positive. He said, but God was with Joseph. So the presence of God in all those circumstances makes all the difference. But God was with Joseph. Hindrances. And before I say, if I go there, the Bible says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hindrances. You know, God has the children of Israel from Egypt. Why? Why are you leading them through the wilderness and there is a shorter route? And the Bible goes on to reveal that he wanted to test what was in their heart and to humble them. And some of the things we go through, we kind of don't understand. But God is more interested in you than in what is going around. When we are going through wilderness or hindrances, the Bible encourages us. Just like he'd never left the children of Israel. He said, I'm leading you through the wilderness. But what did he do? The pillar, the cloud during the day, and the pillar of fire by night, and the provision of manna. His presence, his provision, and his power are always ever present. So when he has given you a promise, and you're going through hardness or wilderness, know that his presence and his power are always provision, are always at disposal. The next thing that even though we may have a promise is that he tests us. And then he gets Isaac. And can you believe that God says now he wants to know, am I fast in your life. That is one of the critical, critical tests that the Lord will always, maybe without exception, test you, your loyalty. Because the Bible says, seek ye first. The honesty from the bottom of my heart, I rested. Every time I say, I am seeking you. I am seeking you. I am seeking. And when I got to the great, I have to be honest. I rested. And I find things really honestly finding me, looking for me. I rested. When I knew the secret is really to put God first. Because if you don't put him first, he will keep making... You know, the children of Israel were given tests and failed miserably. And what God did is told them, go back. They were just near there. Just they could see the promise. They were even given, they ate the fruits. And then, they were tested and they wakaanguka mtihani. And they were told, go back, like Xeroxing, repeat. And they repeated, oh my God, 40 years for failing the exam. And God honestly tests our royalty. If it is Abraham, he was dead. And he actually felt that God is telling us that when it comes to test our royalty, are we found faithful? Because that is where things just follow us. Just put him first. And all these things will be added. They are all additions. Because he says most of the times, the Gentiles seek after these things. In fact, I was preaching one time and I was doing a research and found like, if you ask what drives people is, first of all, food, clothing, shelter, identity. And there were 10 things. And God actually wasn't there. Because these are the things that really we live for. It's like they are the ones we live for. But God is saying, focus on me. Just focus on me. And all these other things. What I say, do. Just simply obey me and you find these things much, much easier. Praise the name of Jesus. There is faith in instant miracles. I know we like instant miracles. And I love declaring and getting miracles instantly. But there is also room for faith that is enduring. A faith that can last 25 years. Huh? Faith that can last 25 years. That you have not given up on God. Praise Jesus. The other one is fights. You know, the children of Israel were told, I have given you the land. Begin to contend. What do you mean, God? You have given it to me and I have to fight? They were told to cross over Jordan, and the first thing that came to them is Jericho walls. It's occupied. Whatever God is giving you is occupied. And then he tells you to take it. And there are times to fight. There are times to fight. Amen. There are times to tell the devil, Allah, you locked on the wrong door. You are touching the wrong person. You are touching the wrong ministry. You are touching the wrong husband. You are touching the wrong children. There are times to fight. Amen. And sometimes we leave it to default. Chochote kitoke, you know, me, I'll be here. Whatever God wants to do, he will do. No, 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 no. There is a time to contend. There's a time to contend. There's a time to fight. Praise the name of Jesus. The walls of Jericho will not come down if you don't contend. The Lord will give you a formula. Just listen to what he says. If he tells you to go around once, go around once. If he tells you 7 times, the 7th day, just follow what he says. Just listen to him. Just listen to him and he'll give you the formula, the winning formula. Praise the name of Jesus. If you don't stick to the promises of God, if you don't hold them dear, they will be delayed. Sometimes they'll be delayed. They'll be challenged. They will have hindrances. They will have tests. Sometimes you have to fight. But if you have not held the dear, you may waver at the promise. But Abraham never wavered at the promises of God. That is why we are learning. We are actually challenging ourselves with his faith. He was delayed. He was tested. But he never wavered. Our challenge tonight, do not waver at the promises of God. Whether it is delayed, whether it is challenged, whether it is you are in the wilderness, keep at it. The Lord is faithful. Number three, God changed the name of Abraham to fit with the promises, with a promise. Praise the name of Jesus. And sometimes when we have known the promise of God for our lives, and God has said what he has said about your life, it is time to change your name. You may not tell other people, I used to be Jerry and now I am Jockey or something. But you can, in the recess of your heart, you can change your name. Because names are significant and names are prophetic. And God's character is to call those things that are not as if they are. That's what the Bible says. He calls the answer and then he works the process. If you go and read Isaiah 46 verse 10 says, he declares the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, things that are not yet done. He calls the finished product before he comes to the raw material. He tells you what he wants you to be and then he walks you through the process. If it is Abraham, he made you him a father. The Bible says made him. It is not will make. Made him. Praise the name of Jesus. A father of many nations. And for Sarai, it was a princess. For Jacob, it is a prince with God. For Saul, it is Paul. For Peter, it is being a stone. He was Simon, now he was changed to a stone. For Gideon, a man of valor. And he came to Gideon and said, "What man of valor?" He said, "Huh? I think you locked. I think you meant to knock on that door, not this door. Me, I'm hiding. I think you knocked on the wrong door. Man of valor? I'm even hiding." But God calls you by your potential. He calls you as a finished product. And then he works the process. Praise the name of Jesus. People may have called you unworthy names. You know, may have called you good for nothing. You can't pass. I don't like you, or all those kind of things. But you can, in the recess of your heart, you can change that. They may have called you failure, shame, and all those unworthy names. For Jabez, they call him pain, pain. Can you imagine every time he heard his name, pain, pain, until he cried to God, and God heard him. For Abraham, father of nations. Can you imagine the neighbors hearing, "Ay, ay, this person, he dreamt until he's gone crazy. He calls himself a father of nations and he has name." But he was calling the answer. He was calling the end from the beginning. Praise the name of Jesus. And you can call yourself your answer. Praise the name of Jesus. Whoever is in Christ is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You can say, "I'm blessed of the Lord. I go out blessed and I come in blessed. The favor of the Lord surrounds me as a shield. Whatever I do prospers. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the country. My enemies are defeated right before my face. They come one way. They run away from me seven different ways. I'm set high above the nations of the earth. Favor of the Lord surrounds me as a shield." Praise the name. "I'm the apple of the Lord's." Oh, I like that one. It reminds me that I'm very special. And you can prophesy to yourself. "God has good plans for me, plans of welfare, not of evil, to give me a future and a hope, because I'm the righteousness of God." Change your words and change your life. Prophesy to yourself. Praise the name of Jesus. Number four, the power of the tongue. Your words have to match up with the promises of God. It's not enough just to stop speaking negatively. Begin to prophesy to your future. Begin to take the word of God and apply it to your life. The Lord is showing himself strong on my behalf. Agree with the word of God. Prophesying is not lying. Most people think that when you say, "I'm healed, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I'm healed," that you are lying. The Bible says, "Let the weak say they are, let the weak say they are strong, and let the poor say they are." So you are not lying. You are calling the answer. You are behaving like your daddy. He calls the end from the beginning. He calls those things that are not as if they are. Pull them from the spiritual realm. You know, Peter, one time they were walking with Jesus Christ and he saw a fig tree. And Jesus Christ just said, nobody will ever eat any figs from you. And when they passed through there again, they found that the fig tree had died. And the Bible says, have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things he says shall be done, he will have what he says. So our words are very powerful. Not only are we discouraged from speaking negative words, we are encouraged to begin talking positive things. A lot of times, I have to go to my children's rooms and prophesy. I go to them, and there are some things that God has done, miraculous things that are so intimate in my life that maybe I'll give testimonies in heaven because they are too intimate. But all I know is that you can change. Some things look so out of this world, like nothing can happen. But when you take the boldness and begin to prophesy to those situations and begin to cancel the works of the enemy and begin to say, I pull you down and I destroy you, the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise the name of Jesus. So speak to your mountain. Don't speak about the mountain. Speak to the mountain. Speak to that mountain. You know, I never thought that mountains do have ears, but this encouraged me that if the devil, listen here, if the devil had enough faith to tell Jesus Christ, speak to these stones, the devil knows that even stones have ears. So there is nothing that doesn't have ears. You can speak to that mountain. And in the supernatural, it will move. Praise the name of Jesus. When the devil wants, I don't know why I'm mentioning the devil, but he is our enemy. When I really want to keep him away, I want to remind him of what God has already done. And I looked for that. I have a notebook. A red notebook, danger. When I pull that notebook and I close the door of my my bedroom, I tell the devil, now listen here. I'm gonna read to you 100 things that the Lord has done. And I read them around. He did this miracle. He did this miracle. By the time I'm getting to the 50, oh, I am so pumped up. I'm so pumped up. And the devil, you realize he's gone. He can't handle that. He cannot handle you praising, you know, it's like praising your enemy. He can't handle that. And when we put praise in our tongue, rather than complaining all the time, rather than seeing the negative all the time, God will fight for us. Change your words and change your situations. You know, when the devil, when David saw Goliath, he started recounting what God had done. Oh, God enabled me to kill the lion. He enabled me to kill the bear. Who is this? He started calling him dead meat. He started calling, I'm going to cut you. I'm going to throw you to the birds of the air. Your carcasses will be eaten by the dogs, you know, or by the animals. You know, it pumps your faith. If you don't change your words, you're going to go down. If you want to keep the problem, just keep on rehearsing it. It's going to be bigger and bigger and bigger. But if you want the problem to go, begin to speak about the answers. Praise the name of Jesus. In the light of God, the problem gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and your God gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Praise the name of Jesus. And lastly but not least, you have to act on your faith. In line with the promise. And when I say the promise, for Abraham it was the promise of children. For you it may be the promise of your children getting saved. It may be the children, the promise that your brothers will get saved. The promise that you will have a business. The promise that your marriage will be, you know, good. Your promise that you have a breakthrough in one area or the other. The promise of what you have been waiting for. You have to put some legs into it. Bible says, with faith without actions is dead. Nothing will happen until you put your faith into action. Praise Jesus. These four guys decided, we have somebody who is a paralytic, and we are going to put them right into the feet where Jesus Christ is. They acted on their faith, and they put them right in front of Jesus. You have to act on your faith. And God, as I wind up, God meets you at your level of faith. You know, Jairus' daughter was sick, and the father says, please come and heal my daughter. And Jesus Christ said, I will come. And when they were on their way, another woman says, I even don't need personal attention of Jesus Christ. If only I touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. And that's what she did. She did not even want Jesus Christ to see her. That was her level of faith. I don't even want him to come to me. I will go to him, and I don't even want him to lay hands on me. I will not even his hand, his garments. And God met her at her level. There is another man called the centurion. And the servant was paralyzed and dreadfully tormented. And he said, please just do something about my servant. And Jesus Christ said, I will come and heal him. And you know what he said, the centurion? You don't need to come. Just say a word. That was the level of faith. So you see this, the Jairus' daughter, level of faith was lower. The woman with the issue of blood, the faith was higher. And the centurion, the faith was highest. Praise the name of Jesus. And the Syrophoenician woman, that was even higher, because Jesus Christ said, you ain't gonna get it. This is children's bread. And then she kept on going and said, even Jesus, first of all, Jesus didn't answer a word. Then she worshipped. Then he said, the children's bread, and this is a children's bread. Then she continued. Then eventually, said, it's not good to give to the dogs. I mean, everything was working negative. But this woman continued. And her faith persisted. You have to act on your faith. I had this man that really, really gave me, I always hear those words. Imani haombi ruhusa. Imani inajitafutia njia. He speaks Kiswahili and it kind of got into me. Imani haombi ruhusa. Imani inajitafutia njia. Because for the Syrophoenician woman, this disciple has said, throw her out. It looked intrusive. For the woman with the issue of blood, she had to override so many things. She was not supposed to be in the crowd when she has bleeding. But imani haombe ruhusa. Imani inajitafutia njia. How bad do you need it? Desperate situation need desperate measures. And sometimes we are too casual or too good or too holy or too protocol to just go for our miracle. May God help us. May God help us. May God help us. Because there are some things that really demand that we pray and fast. They demand that we don't take lives too casually. We just don't take no for an answer. Praise Jesus. How bad do you want it? Don't leave it chochote chaweza kutokea. I'm winding up now in the next 2 minutes. This lady has written a book called The Dream Came True. She was 37 years. And this is not a story. It's somebody I know. First of all, her wedding, the first wedding, she discovered the guy was cheating on her when the wedding gowns and the cake had already been bought. And she is such a bold lady. She called the people during the very day that they were supposed to have a wedding and told people to come and they're going to eat the cake and there's no wedding. So that was done. And then she started praying for her husband. Because you see, I can't marry a muito, somebody who is. So she actually started praying. And what she did was something that really has challenged us, that she was giving a tithe. And not only giving a tithe, she was giving a second tithe. And that tithe, on the envelope, she was calling it Baba John. I don't have that book. I actually looked for it. I know I have it, but when I go home, I'll ask her for it. I will ask her for several, because it's very encouraging. And she was 37 years, and she was a single mother. But she wanted to get married. And she trusted God and acted on her faith. And she continued like this, and God heard her prayers. One day they were visiting this man who had lost his wife in a car accident. He himself had been in a car accident, and the wife had also died, I think, because of stress, and left him with four children, and he can't walk. He had, because of the accident. So the PCOA women had gone to visit him. And the lady was among them because she was in the PC. And when she went there, do you know, the long story short, and maybe you can read that book. That man, see, the lady looked like the former wife. And when the ladies left, she asked one of the ladies to give her the phone number of that lady. And the following day, she called her at work. She used to work at Isipe. So this is not a story from a friend. You can read it in the book. And when she picked up the phone, said, "Oh, this is Joe, the one you visited yesterday. I wanted to tell you that you look just like my wife. And I want you to be my wife. And we'll be married," and gave the date. And the lady said she almost collapsed. But the thing is, when now they thought, okay, she thought, this is kind of serious, okay, let's meet at Uhuru Park and kind of get to know each other. So he came with his photos of the children and the prior wife and all that. And she came with the photo of her girl. Her name is Shiro. And guess what? As they were, the guy is called Baba John. The eldest is Baba John. So when we activate our faith, truth be told, those people now, they are our great, great friend. When we go home, they give us their Mercedes-Benz to ride the whole time. They are not only millionaires, they are billionaires. They have a supermarket, and they started from that honoring God with their tithe. She said that there are times they had cement, and they could close the shop knowing that they did not have cement. Tomorrow they will buy cement. And tomorrow they come and find their cement. And they couldn't figure out what was going on. They have been so faithful in their tithes that they could give a church $5 million just like this. And God has elevated them and elevated. And what I'm trying to say is that activate your faith. It may look like it doesn't, but desperate situations call for desperate measures. And sometimes it may be just moving out of that comfort zone and giving God the very best that provokes him. And said, "I'm just gonna provoke you to bless me. I have waited for so long, but I'm just gonna give my Isaac. Because I know you can even raise him from the dead. So that I'll be a father of many nations." Praise the name of Jesus. Our faith needs to be activated. Sometimes when we come to a meeting like this, we have heard all that I have said. Every single thing I have said, you have heard it. So I was probably just saying, there's nothing new I have not heard. So what do I go home with? I'm just want to wind up with this story in the next 1 minute. It's many years ago, a region in America, Midwest, had been stricken by drought. There was a small town there that was totally dependent upon farming, and the crops were dying in the fields because of the lack of rain. A day of prayer and fasting was declared, in which all the town people would come in from the surrounding farms and spend the day in prayer, asking God to send the rain. That morning, a 5-year-old girl came along with her parents to their church to pray. Some people were amused as this little girl was carrying an umbrella. They asked her why. She replied that she thought they had come there that day to pray for rain, as she didn't want to get wet going home. Suddenly, conviction gripped their hearts. The people realized that they had come to pray, but no one but this little girl actually believed anything was going to change. In tears, they repented of their unbelief, and these same townspeople began to pray that day as though they really believed that their prayers were going to change things. About 4 o'clock that afternoon, crowds began to form on the western sky. By evening, a slow, soaking rain had begun to fall across the region. The heavens had literally opened for these people. This slow rain lasted for 3 days and nights. Their crops were saved, and they eventually had one of the biggest harvests that they had ever seen. Everyone remembers that it was the little girl with the umbrella who had come to pray and had changed their hearts from the place of religious duty with unbelief to a place of expectancy that God would in fact hear and act. I know we are not many here, but I want you to say that in your heart, if you can believe, all things are possible. Absolutely all things. Not long ago when we went home, my brother had was going through dialysis twice a week. And the next thing I called, they say that he had the TB of the spine. My brother is like they were telling me, buy the casket or just let him go. And every time I went to pray, I would feel I can't let him go. He doesn't know the Lord. And I got to this aggressive faith and I said, my God, you meet me at my level. I had that word and it was a rhema word. God will meet you at your level of faith. And I said, my God, I'm sending a word of faith for my brother to heal him. He had moved from dialysis. He had moved from being able to drive himself to being lifted even to get to the bed. When I called him, we couldn't even communicate. It's like kofogoda. But I released that faith. Like the centurion, I asked God to touch him. I released the faith of healing. The next time I called my brother, and every time I called my other brothers, because now we couldn't communicate, I would hear the negative and negative. But I continued to trust God that he is already healed because I have sent the word. I have released my faith. I don't know where your faith comes from, but for me, it doesn't come from the head or from the legs. I feel that it comes from right from here. And it just goes and begins to do the work. And I could begin to see and feel the strength that he is being strengthened. The next time I called him, we talked. And I said, that is just the crowd. I know he will be healed. I know he's getting better. I know I'm not releasing him until he gives his life to Jesus Christ. The next time I called him, I was told he has driven himself for the dialysis. The next time I called him, like 2 weeks ago, the next time I called home, I was told not they left to be camped in Nairobi because he had to be there almost every day in the hospital. They have got shot and he is only coming to Nairobi only once a week. Will be complete and that he will give his life to Jesus Christ. When we release our faith, when we activate our faith, the miraculous begin to happen. You don't have to figure out how it will happen. This meeting is about swinging our faith. It's about activating our faith. You have situations in your life that you want to release to God, that you don't have to figure out. You don't have to figure out the formula. You have waited on the Lord for too long. And just like this little girl who went with an umbrella, you have come with an umbrella to go. Rabba secretion on your faith. That had been a baby for 15 years. I was saying, it's a baby. And that was Roy. And they came behind them in their bedroom. Rabba shatarababosi. Because in a very short time, in 1 year, they got joy. Praise the name of Jesus. And joy is a living testimony. They pulled that which was in the spiritual realm to the physical realm. Every time I see joy there, oh my God, I'm reminded that we serve a living God. I don't know what you may be waiting for. Just say with me, I believe, God, you love me. I believe you want to help me. I believe you will help me. I release my faith in Jesus' name. praise the name, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We release our faith to receive. We release our faith for Isaacs in the name of Jesus Christ. We release our faith for businesses. We release our faith for miracles. We release our faith, mighty God, for jobs, for elevation, my Father. Oh, God Almighty, we release our faith for that promise, my Father, that you have given us. We release our faith, oh, God Almighty, for our families. We release our faith for our brothers and sisters. We release our faith, mighty God, for the next level in the name of Jesus Christ. We release our faith for the impossible in the name of Jesus. And we declare from now on that which was impossible has become possible in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare and we release our faith for wombs to open in the name of Jesus Christ. We release our faith for miracles, 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 miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that our which is impossible with man is possible with God. Lord, we give you glory. And we give you praise. And we give you worship. And we give you praise. Hallelujah. If you would have, if you would like us to agree on anything, we just take a minute and just agree together. The Bible tells us, we have two of us shall agree concerning anything we pray, it shall be done by our Father in heaven. Let's activate our faith, and in simple faith, like that girl, just receive. Just receive. Just receive. We have come here with our umbrellas. We are going home. Rasangayata bararababoshi. Ramararamashata. Activate your faith and just begin to receive. Just begin to receive. Just begin to paint the pictures of what you desire in your mind and in your heart. Begin to embrace. Begin to embrace. Begin to embrace in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, thank you, thank you, mighty God. Thank you. That which was impossible is now possible. That where there was no way, there is a way. Where there was a no, there is a yes. Where there was darkness, there is light. Where there was no hope, there is hope. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, where there was no love, there is love. Where there was denial, there is a yes. In the name of Jesus Christ, mighty God. Oh, hallelujah. Where there was discouragement, there is encouragement. Where there was depression, there is joy. In the name of Jesus. Where there was a garment of heaviness, there is a garment of praise. In the name of Jesus Christ. Where there was no way, there is a way now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you worship. If there's just any area you would like us to agree, just lift up your hand and just, you can come forward and we're just going to agree together.